Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Welcome to Brit's Got Your Number, where numerology can answer so many of your life's questions, give you direction, and help you make the right choices in love, work, and life in general. I'm your host, Lori Z, along with numerologist Brit Johnson, who uses an ancient system passed down over thousands of years. And in the coming hour, we're going to have some great guests. Derek Hart, who's a relationship expert, and Verid from New York City. And we're even going to play a little Guess Who game. So, Brit, how's it going today?
Great. I'm Brit, and I'm ready to go. Let's get going on this.
All right. Well, let's talk about Tonya Harding, because I think you said you went to see that movie. So maybe let's talk about the movie, and then maybe you can give her numbers.
Well, Tonya, what a movie that was. And the actress, Allison, that played the mother, so exact. Tonya has such an interesting numerology chart and an interesting life. You want to hear a little bit about it?
Yeah, I want to hear a lot about it. Dish it out.
Well, I looked at Jeff, her ex, Jeff Gillooly, and Tonya, and the story goes, Tonya had a lot of destructive tendencies, and she was very worried and very insecure. Now, her childhood was full of a certain challenge in her chart, which was a lot of abuse. And constriction. But she was blessed with a strong body. So she could really do unusual things as a little girl when she was skating on the ice. But her numbers are all so accurate with what the story that I saw, the movie.
Okay, and maybe let's talk a little bit about the story, because some listeners may not know, but Tonya Harding, I guess back in the 90s, she was married to Jeff Gillooly, right? And she wanted to beat out Nancy Kerrigan, and apparently they ended up hiring, I guess sort of like a hitman who whacked Nancy Kerrigan in the knee, and eventually Tonya got stripped of her title and did all kinds of crazy stuff like boxing, right?
Well, she did that, it looked like, for survival. And also, when you think about it, back in the day, she was a household name. I mean, it was the president and Tonya, every other line on every, you know, Saturday Night Live or every talk show. I mean, she was the butt of every joke, and she was really out there in public, so she just kept that going. The interesting thing about her chart is there's two places that you look in a person's chart and how they're going to keep their balance in life with ups and downs, like competing for the Olympics. And the other is a person's homework assignment for life, which is something that they're just going to have to keep working on over and over again. It's our life theme challenge. Both of this had to do with one theme, which was doing the right thing and being full of integrity.
Okay, and so what happened with her when you did her numbers? What happened? I mean, was she a match for Jeff Gillooly? You know, and were they the right couple together? Maybe in a bad way.
She was clearly on his path. You could see that, and she, you know, vice versa. So they had a tiny little bit going on, but in his numerology chart, he has a lot of issues with women. Period.
Okay. So what ended up happening with her numbers? She was challenged throughout her life.
Well, it would have been the point, you know, standing at the turning point. Aren't we often there? So so many times in our life, standing at the turning point, and that would have been her balance, and that would have been being spiritually full of, you know, integrity, white light, doing the right thing, like we're all trying to do, ups and downs. And then, like I said, it collided with her homework assignment. So I'm not saying, you know, she did this or she did that. I'm just saying she had a childhood that was clearly full of abuse, and her numbers say that. And then she had two places, one balance and one challenge, which, you know, the outcome was the outcome. Personally, I think it was a little severe that she could never do anything with skating again. And that was her final sentence.
So if you're a person that maybe has bad numbers or a challenge in life, is there anything you can do? Because you can't change your date of birth.
Nobody has bad numbers. I'm glad you asked that. And I also wanted to add this before I forget. Her heart number, which is how you love, or who you love, was connected to Jeff. So there was a definite tie. His inner pulse, soul pulse, which is, are you a Mac or are you a PC? What's that all about? Because numerology is only energy and information. So they connected that way. No one has good numbers. Nobody has bad numbers. It's all how they dial up in your challenges. So everybody has opportunities to do the right thing.
So when you read somebody's numbers, you're able to give them what's going to happen, you know, in the future, or what's already happened in the past or in the present?
I can look at the childhood. That's a significant situation for people because it's going to set up a learning challenge for their whole life. And most people, you know, their childhood can really rob their soul. Make people kind of screwed up, just being honest. So they need to know that situation because you really want to make sure that you've come and worked through that. And then it shows you other things like your asset, which is what you have always going for you. So when life is bringing you up and down, you can always look at your strength numbers.
Okay, so there are different kinds of numbers.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. And every one of them pulses different information.
All right, very good. Well, listen, we're going to take a short break because we have a guest coming on next. So Brit'sGotYourNumber.com is how you can reach Brit. And I want to say your name three times, Brittany Johnson, Brittany Johnson, Brittany Johnson, because I like the number three. So stay with us.
Yes, it's a complete number. Yes.
Stay with us. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Quit the job.
Say what?
And we're back on Brit's Got Your Number with numerologist Brittany Johnson. And we have with us Derek Hart. Derek, we're going to welcome you to the show and find out what you do. You're some type of a relationship expert, right?
I am.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I work with couples. I run a women's group. I have a site, understandeachother.com, and been working with couples and individuals for a long time, and I help people move very quickly out of distress back into connection with each other. I'm pretty effective at doing this.
Excellent. Well, I think Britt and I want to have a little fun here and have her read your number, so maybe tell us what your birthday is.
April 4, 1970.
All right, Britt, go.
Derek, the reason I had you on the show wasn't because your name was Hart. Hart, the relationship expert. It was because in your numerology, you are on a path to uplift people. So, therefore, there's a combination of things happening, which your whole mechanism goes in a spiritual way. So it's your deepest intention. You're not doing this for the buck. You're doing this to really lift people up. So that's why I asked you to be on the show, first of all. And the second is, I thought, because you look at people and you analyze things like text messages, I thought it would be fun for you to give a little bit examples of some people you're working with, even if you want to give a fake name. And then I'll just analyze their numbers.
Great.
So, now, just so ahead. You know, you also have integrity in a few places. So not just one.
Okay.
something that empowers you on your path, but it's also your strength. So I want to be clear on that.
Great. Great. That feels really good that it's not just about the buck. I have developed a huge capacity over my own healing throughout the years, and I have almost an endless patience in the women's groups I run and with the couples to really, really help them heal. So that's really great feedback.
Okay.
From
now, your asset, just so you know, your asset number is women. That's
okay.
Your asset, and it's really being community-minded. Because in your childhood, money was an issue for you.
Okay, yeah.
It was.
So how
it processed was you decided to help people, like women in groups. Some people use this to help animals, like the people associated with Pet Talk and other people. But you've chosen to work with women because that's how you processed the difficult money situation in your childhood. And you didn't pick up any energy that makes you, you know, all about, like I said, the buck. So your numbers are good, and I'm really thrilled that you're here. So let's get going. I want to hear about some of the people that you're working with.
Sure, sure, sure. I think I had sent you somebody named Tina, and I actually checked in with her, and she was actually okay using her real name. So we are talking about Tina, and you know, Tina has had a really interesting pattern of picking men over the years, over and over, that wind up actually pulling on her financially. So she winds up, and she's done this four times in a row, where she's picked men that have pretty solid jobs, and they all lose their job within the first 3 months of dating her, and she winds up taking care of them for the next year or two. And that is a huge pattern.
Uh-huh.
That's a huge pattern that we're working through.
Yeah, that's codependency.
So, right. But the reason that she does this, and just so you know, she sort of enjoys it. She has a tendency to collect people, places, and events her whole life and try to overdo for them. So this started long before the guys entered her life. And what happens is she picks people that could do this or that for themselves, but no, she decides she ought to do it. And then what happens in her scenario is she does too much and then she flips.
Right.
You probably don't know that side of her, but it's not, you know, it's not good because she'll keep giving and giving until she feels run over by a bus. And she'll still keep giving.
Yeah. Yeah. On the fourth try, with the fourth time she did this, she actually added him to her deed on her property.
Because it never ends.
Yeah. She gave him 50% of her house, and that's when she came to see me.
So it's time that she bottomed out, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, tell
me
about somebody else. Do you have somebody else?
I have someone named Rhonda, and Rhonda seems to not recognize that, you know, it's this term we've all heard, emotional availability, and she just continually picks men that are, very narcissistic, very much don't
think
about her.
Okay, what's her birthday?
Her birthday is January 9th, 1965.
Okay. Do you have any of her former exes that I can take a look at?
I have three of them. I got that just for you.
Okay. Shoot.
James, March 4th, 1969, and then Holden. I love that name. Holden, December 30, 1961.
Yeah, he gets paid just because of his name.
Yep. And then Mark.
Holden,
yeah. And then Marco is July 5th, 1963.
Okay, now you two chat amongst yourselves, and Lori, I'll ask you a little bit more about your business while I figure this out, okay?
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about what you do, because Britt said you read texts.
Yeah, you know, I have two very different sides. I have the I work with couples online or in my office in Northern California, and I run a women's group that is learning everything from male sexuality and understanding men from that angle, all the way through dating. And I teach women how to learn, you know, what defensiveness and criticism is and how to turn that into vulnerability. So a big thing what I teach is vulnerability. And in doing that, I teach them how to get very clear and very honest with men very quickly. So in the fast-paced world of online dating, we know how fast everybody sends text messages back and forth to each other. And essentially, right. I help the women decipher what's really happening. You know, when a man sends, you know, one word and says, hey, you know, the women will often then start asking him questions and engage with him. And I teach them that, you know, it's a problem that the only thing he said was, hey. And I actually have them send me their messages, and we break them apart into what actually is happening. So women that would get their heart broken, you know, 2 or 3 months
yeah,
into a relationship are preventing it. It's great.
Right, because the guy says, hey, like Holden, and she's planning their future.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to ask you both to stay on. We are going to go to a quick break. BritsGotYourNumber.com. Stay right with us.
And I've got it figured out.
That was quick.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job. Quit the job.
I can't play on Friday.
Quit the job.
You see, we're getting late.
Quit the job.
And we are back on Brit's Got Your Number with Brittany Johnson. Yes, Brittany Johnson, the greatest numerologist ever, and we have Derek on the line. And Derek, we were going to continue talking maybe about what you were doing, and I know you gave some birth dates from some of your clients. So, Britt, what have you got to say?
I have so much to say. You're not going to believe this.
Okay.
Three different men, and they're the same information. All three of them, different birthdays, different years, I'm sure different everything. But the information is the same for Rhonda, and that is someone that wants to bust a move and go. They just want change.
Yeah.
Well, guys,
they're also inconsistent. I'm sorry?
That's right. We got a caller on the line. We've got Julia calling in for you. So stay on the line, everybody. Julia, can you hear us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yep.
I
do you have a question? Oh, good. Do you have a question for Brooke?
You know, you're talking about love, and I had wondered about that for myself. I'm 56 now, and I'm hoping to have that love connection again in my life.
Mm-hmm. And what is your first name?
Julia, J-U-L-I-A.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
September 16th, 1961.
Okay, you have just a beautiful spirit. You're a very, very spiritual person. You are, I mean, that is just like the nature of who you are. And basically, you're a happy person.
Thank you.
I mean, it just is the way that it is. See, you have good karma with your two of these numbers that I looked at quick. I mean, I haven't done an advanced chart, but just right out of the gate, Julia, you have a beautiful voice. You're very elevating, philosophical, questioning, and you're a very wise person. You have a lot of inner knowing. Music is important to you, but there's two things about these numbers. There's a tendency sometimes that you want to be alone. Maybe sometimes you want to be alone a little bit too much. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. That's correct.
Now, there's another thing, sweetie. You're having trouble attracting love. With your particular number that's jumping out at me, you really have to work on something. Letting go. There's a tendency for you not to forgive and forget and clear things. So I would suggest doing a little bit work on that, because that'll free you up. Because you're a beautiful person. You're kind and forgiving, but you have this tendency to hold on to things and a little bit too isolated.
Yeah, that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, Britt, can you help? Like, can you help her if she finds someone she thinks she loves? That's what you do, right? You can kind of figure out from the numbers whether it's a good match or not.
Right, but what would be really empowering is if I did all of your numbers and told you your whole story, the whole situation, and uplift you to tell you some of your challenges, but some of your situations that maybe you're not aware of, because this can be very resetting for a person's soul and future. My story with this is I had every kind of reading you could possibly think of, trust me, and I heard just one of my numbers from the right source, and it reset my life. And that's truth. That's why I'm doing the show.
Julia,
email me, sweetie. Go to my website, yep. britsgotyournumber.com, and just say you're from today's show. We'll work this through. Don't worry, because I want to see good things for you, and I do see good things for you this year. This could be a much brighter year for you, but you know, you just have to hear the whole story. Does this make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. And I'm writing and taking notes as you're talking, so thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm so ready for my life to have good things.
Yeah. You're an unusual person. You're very spiritual and you're very wise.
Well, thank you, Julia, for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia.
Yep, and we can finish up with Derek a little bit if you want to ask some more questions.
Sure. And actually, after we get by the numbers and the birth dates and we get a thumbs up, then she could come over to work with me on the communication, and she'd have the whole package. And working on letting go and learning how to do that and learning vulnerability, and that's what I teach. You know,
exactly. You get people in a talent bank and you work together. Because we're all in this together to help people.
Yep. And learning how to start dating again is kind of what I specialize in. You know, women that are getting out of marriages, and they're in their 40s, their 50s, their 60s, and they're even getting online and trying to understand the ins and outs of that. That's what we work through, and the success rate is it's pretty incredible.
Rhonda would never know that James Holden and Marco are all giving the same vibe.
Right, without the numbers. Yep.
Right, they just keep going. They'll find a new Marco Holden or whatever, and you know these relationships, they last, but not long, because that person has no desire for anything other than just little snippets, little vignettes.
Exactly.
All right, Derek. Thank you for being on. We are going to go to another break, so stay with us for Britt's Got Your Number.
And we'll have you come back.
Yep. When we come back, we're going to have another caller, Vered, and so we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Great. Thanks, Derek.
Job. Say what?
Quit the job.
No.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job. Quit the job.
I can't play on Friday.
Quit the job.
You see, working late.
And here we are back on Britt's Got Your Number with Brittany Johnson. Brittany Johnson, you have a caller, Vered. Welcome, Vered. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Hi.
Well, I'm a mom, I have two kids, I have, like, I've just thought numerology was, like, a very interesting thing, and I saw Britt on YouTube, and I just thought she was so cool, I have always been interested in, like, thinking, you know, maybe the numbers have something to do with my life and what's been happening. I've always have, like,
these relationship crazy things that happened in my life. And so I would just love some insight into that stuff. I don't want to go too much into it because I know she's going to have my numbers.
Okay.
Fred, yeah. What is your birthday?
Okay, it's October 18th, 1978.
Okay, and is there anyone else you want me to look at, or do you want me to start and focus on you?
Well, I guess you can focus on me, and then maybe I'll just throw in my ex and throw in...
Okay, we'll see where it goes. Okay, first of all, I love your voice. Your voice resonates with one of your numbers. You have this really special way about you that is very artistic, and you have the temperament of an artist.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You are so on. I don't want to tell too much, but I make jewelry. So
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have something to tell you about this situation. Yeah. Okay. You're doing what you're really here to do with this particular skill set, because your numbers are perfect for art and jewelry and that kind of thing. And what I see is this is just going to get stronger for you. And in the future, I see you creating something that'll look so unique. It'll have your own fingerprint on it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, someone will see it and they'll say, I know who did that.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. It even happens sometimes, like when I make stuff, if my friends are wearing the jewelry, like they'll walk past somebody else and be like, oh, I know that, you know, Vera made that for you. And that would be awesome if, you know, it gets bigger.
Okay, now another thing is, for you, money's going to come and money's going to go, but it always comes back. So don't worry about that.
Okay.
Comes and goes. And there's something that you could do to keep this going. You need to really make sure that you're getting aerobic exercise. I can feel that and see that for you.
Yes.
Or something with lots of breath, because if not, you get depressed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And at times, it's hard for you to stand up. Like you question, should I stand up now and lead the way, or shouldn't I? That's kind of a struggle for you.
Yeah, that's totally, it's like I feel like it's like a cycle. It's like I'm high, and then I'm low. And then it's like, okay, no, you can take another step and move forward. And I'd like to know, because I appreciate that the money comes and it goes. And that's actually been the cycle of my life. Like, I always have had what I needed, which I'm very grateful for. But it's like when it comes, it's like, oh, I feel like I have it. And then it just like dwindles. I actually would love some insight into how to keep that.
How you keep it is simple. No, I'm sorry. I talked over you?
I don't know what happened. Go ahead.
You keep it by making yourself, like, invigorate yourself. When you get in those funks where you're insecure and worried, and you get, you know, worried about money, and then should I give it? Should I hoard it? What should I do here? It's a solution of movement and breath, and it regulates it because the numbers are always seeking a balance. They always want some formula to blend together to make them regulate. It's just the way it is.
Now, what about
there's
relationships for her?
Oh, her relationships. Okay. Give me an ex's birthday, and I'll take a look.
That makes sense. Yeah, definitely a significant relationship was July 13, 1977.
Okay, are you with him or is he an ex?
No, he's an ex. It's a really significant relationship. Father of kids, you know, got real, real exciting, real crazy. Yeah.
Okay, he had some massive challenges in his life, which I don't know how they processed on him, but they were really kind of deep and sort of... he had betrayal.
That's interesting. I'm curious what you mean by that, because that's,
Well,
in his own life, or you're saying he was?
When he was in his 30s, he also had something massive happen.
Do you want me to, like, tell, because I could, like,
What? tell me.
Yeah, no, you're right on. Like, he had this huge drug addiction, and he totally had a breakdown. I mean, it's the most insane thing ever that I've ever experienced. It was absolutely insane. And he was a good person. Like, it didn't make any sense at all, like, how this can just happen like that. And it was just so crazy. It's, like, just was wild. And it was very painful, and it just, the whole thing was very tragic. And it was exactly what you said. It was in his 30s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's true. But, sweetie, you were in his path, meaning your special number. So the relationship was, destined. It was right where it was supposed to be. It was definitely meant to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But your number is lovely.
Yeah, but this is like, it's a pattern, though. It's a pattern. I don't know. Maybe it's just my creative energy, but it's like I attract, I don't know, maybe I need like a numerological like reset or something, because I just keep attracting these numbers that are, I have another one. Here's 386-1969. That's another one. That was crazy. And I don't know. I attract these, like, I was actually thinking, like, I was walking off the train today and thinking, hey, if I'm attracted to you, you must have problems. that's what I'm thinking. So,
what you're saying is exactly the same thing that happens for me. The creative people seem to attract the cuckoos.
Yeah. Okay, Brett, was it 3-8-1960? What was it?
69. It actually was a little bit too old. It was a little bit past my years, but he seemed so stable.
Well, I don't know about that.
he
has some strength. He actually has. He has money.
Yeah. Which I think comes up, like, the stability, because sometimes when people have money, it just seems like they're stable, but they're not. Like, well, not necessarily.
Yeah, well, he had a little bit of charisma, too. I can see that popping through. So it's no great mystery. And there's another interesting aspect.
Yeah.
His heart, which is what moves and motivates a person to love. I mean, how someone's going to get up from their seat is their heart number. That's connected to you. That's your artistic expression and your sensitive number.
Oh, my gosh.
So he locked right in, and so did you. You get it?
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Yeah.
Right.
So before Red finds another person, she should really call you with the potential boyfriend's date of birth, so you can kind of analyze and see, is this a good match or is it not?
It's all clear.
Yeah, can I do that? That would be...
Yeah, but you're great. Don't you worry about anything. You're an artist. The world needs artists.
Yeah.
You
all right,
make
well,
beautiful
it's my
things,
art.
Right?
But you know what, actually?
That.
Go ahead.
I said focus on your art because it's your destination.
Yeah, I think that's where all the energy really needs to be channeled into, because when it goes into all this relationship, it just gets crazy. And then I get crazy, and then it messes things up, actually. So.
Yeah, it can. Mm-hmm. And plus, too,
it's possible.
You're the type of person, you're pretty intuitive, so you need to use your intuition.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Yeah, well, we're going to go to a commercial break. Brett, I want to thank you for calling in. You can always get a hold of Britt at brittsgotyournumber.com. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
That's awesome. Thank you, Britt.
Quit the job.
Say what?
Quit the job.
No.
Quit the job.
They got nice buns now.
Quit the job.
I'm making good dough.
Quit the job. Quit the job.
I can't play on Friday.
Quit the job.
You see, we're getting...
Lori, here back with Brittany Johnson. Britt's got your numbers. Brittany Johnson, listening to Brad, listening to these people talk, I want to ask you the same question. I seem to always date like the same type of person. And so can I give you some numbers of some of these previous fellas to kind of get an idea? Am I just like picking the same person even though they look different?
Oh, definitely. That would be so good. Let's hear them.
Okay. 11-24-51. And 11-6-57,
11657.
Okay.
And 1659. And let's see what they all come up like, because I think I pick the same kind of people, and it doesn't matter what they look like or what they do for a living. It ends up like they're all the same person.
Well, these are different, but they have one strong pulling theme. I didn't do an advanced flesh out, but I can tell you that they're, you know, inner gear, which is how a person's going to maneuver and operate, like an operating system,
okay,
is exactly the same. So that's telling me you're drawing that same energy, and that has to be somewhere in your chart. And also, there's a quality that goes with this number, and I'll tell you what it is. You're probably loving the fact that they're very caring people, because they are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In other words, they're going to be the type of people that are going to be into family traditions, animals, you know, social situations. However, they're the type of people that can take too much on mm-hmm. in their life. And also, they can really be Jekyll and Hyde. So in other words, you're with them, and they're so attractive. And
you nailed it there. Sorry, the Jekyll and Hyde, you exactly nailed it.
Mm-hmm. So you want the other person back. In other words, so this is my advice. If you seem to like this number, like, let's talk about positive. If you love this number, attracted to this number, how would you work with this number? It's the similar theme, and it would be like this. You're with them, and they're going to be very on and attentive to you. And you're going to click, and you're going to see all these good qualities. Like, there's nothing more attractive than people that give to other people and care about pets and, you know, society, not all selfish. So that's what these men do. But the next time you see them, they may seem very detached and even down and distant.
Yeah, I would almost describe as passive aggressive, almost like two different personalities in the same person. I attract people who are two different personalities in the same person.
But they're really not. What happened is they just tipped over, and you caught them in a tip over, and then you're like, "Hey, look, bud, where did you go? Where's the guy that I liked? Where is he? Why doesn't he rear his head?"
Why?
He will, but it's just not that day. In other words, he's got to flip back over. He's got to protect his, you know, giver and receiver. And he's got to, like, collect himself again. And then it's like the next time you see him, he's back to that other person again. And it just is confusing for you because you think it's something you've done.
Right. Exactly right.
So this number, if people are working in this number, they can deal with it. They just can't have an expectation that person's going to be consistent every time they're together.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I want to ask you, well, do this. I want to play a little guess who game.
Okay.
And in the guess who, of course, you know, one of our listeners might read a free reading with you, Britt. So to enter, how can you enter?
I have a tab set up on britsgotyournumber.com. And they can take a guess at who I'm describing.
Okay. All right, so go for it. Give us that person. Give the clues.
Okay. And this is through their numerology, because I have their numerology in front of me. So the person, they were all about a certain partner. The certain partner flipped their life and took them out of their drug addiction, because that's also in their numbers.
Okay, any other clues?
Yes, the person is so musical, and they use music two ways, to create a unique sound and uplift people everywhere, and very unusual, because the seventh, oops, I said it, it's very acoustic.
Okay. And what about, was he married once or more than once?
He was married twice. Now, because his partner was such a critical part of his story, she was multiple marriages, because she had that number that Derek's client has, where she had to have multiple marriages. There was no other way. And he had to wait for her to get that out of her system. And then they had a very long-term marriage.
All right. Any other clues?
Let's just say...
better alive.
Deceased and okay. Nashville.
That's okay. Those are some good clues. So if you think you know who it is, you can go to Britt's website, brittsgotyournumber.com. And now, Britt, you know, before we kind of finish up, it's been really a fun show. Just quickly, you know, tell people exactly what it is that you do. And before you do that, I want to ask you one more question. When you meet
okay.
people, do you just walk up to people and say, "What's your birthday?" Like, or do, you know, the total strangers, do you find yourself analyzing them?
I know what they are before I ask. And then people always want to tell me because they go on Dr. Google and Google numerology, and they know I'm a numerologist. So they want to come up and tell me, "I'm a 3. And I say, "What does that mean?" And they say, "I don't know." And I say, "What good is it? If you don't know how to
right.
integrate it, you have to know how to integrate your number every day."
Right. And mm-hmm. you do it a particular way, right? Because aren't there other ways of reading numbers, but you do a very specific way that's very, very old, correct? So it might not be the same way that they come up to you and say, "I'm a 3. They might not really be a 3.
Right. Right. And even if they are, there's so many numbers in the chart, big whoop. The method that I know is rare. I know lots of methods. I've been doing this since I was in grammar school. That's a true story. But this method I love. And I also do energy work, and I also make the coolest aromatherapy oil that helps balance people's charts.
Well, that sounds awesome. What I think is very interesting about you is you are able to analyze, like, couples can come to you, right, and have
mm-hmm.
their numbers read. And so what happens if you say they're not a match? I mean, does
no,
that
no,
happen?
I would never say that. I would tell them how they
okay.
open up the communication and how they can understand each other and work with their strengths, because anybody can work with anybody, but everybody has to know what's going on here. So, you know, it all has to come out. And people have found this has saved people's marriages.
Yeah, it sounds a lot cheaper than, like, psychotherapy.
Yeah, it's true. I also invented the steampunk yoga, which is really cool because it's also numerology based. I always talk about
right.
numerology.
So you combine
in my
two
classes.
Things. You combined mm-hmm. a couple of things to do that, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
okay.
great. You were wonderful. So fun.
Oh, I think it was a great show.
Let's do this
again
soon.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. Looking forward to doing it again. You want to get a hold of Brittany Johnson? I like saying your name 3 times, Brittany Johnson, Brittany Johnson, and Brittany Johnson. Even though you're one person, you can go to brittsgotyournumber.com. That's brittsgotyournumber.com. And we will see you again next week.
And what do we say together? It's always about
the numbers. Yep, always about the numbers. Join
That's
us
right.
again.